So as I mentioned, this is the end of our very short Christmas season, but this season, as short as it is, has some very beautiful feasts. Of course, Christmas itself, then the Feast of the Holy Family, Mary the Mother of God, the Epiphany, and now the Baptism. These are very rich feasts with rich symbolism and rich messages. So just for starters, Jesus being submerged into the Jordan really makes the world holy. It makes creation holy as Jesus really enters into creation by being submerged into the Jordan. And I think it's very significant that at the very start of Jesus' public ministry, as recorded in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, we have this scene where the heavens were opened for him and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him, and a voice coming from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." It's obviously very Trinitarian. All three persons of the Trinity are present. We have God the Son and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is in the form of a dove, and God the Father is in a voice from heaven saying, declaring Jesus as his beloved Son. And I want to get now into the heart of the matter. This sense of being loved by the Father, which I mentioned is indicated in all three of the Synoptic Gospels at the start of Jesus' ministry, will really be the engine of Jesus' ministry. So that sense of being God's beloved Son, that connection with his Father as the beloved, that is really what's going to get him, drive him through, fuel him through his whole ministry, his whole public ministry here on earth, which starts today. It's a ministry in which he will seek to draw all of us into that same relationship as God's beloved daughters and sons with him, that communion of love, which is the Trinity. And I think it's impossible to overestimate or overstate the importance of the reality that Jesus is God's beloved Son, and that he draws us into that loving relationship as God's beloved daughters and sons. That's so central to Jesus' ministry. That's what his ministry was all about, and that's why it's present here at the start of his ministry. So let God say to you, "You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased." A number of spiritual writers have commented that the reason that so many people fail to make progress in the spiritual life is that they simply won't or can't sit still and let God love them. And that, I think, is so true in my experience as a spiritual director as well as in my own life. It's so central. The most fruitful prayer can be simply a time of just trying to sit under the canopy of God's love and letting God's love sink into us as his beloved daughter or beloved son, just soaking in that love. In my foolish youth, I used to sunbathe. That's why I have skin cancer now. We didn't know about that then. But it was like soaking in that warmth of the sun is like soaking in God's love, the warmth of God's love. A love which we don't have to earn, but is a free gift. I've used the example of the royal family before, and yes, I am following Meghan and Will very closely. I just heard more developments this morning on the news. But you're born into the royal family, just like we are born into God's family through baptism. So I think it was just last week that we had a child baptized. As a matter of fact, I think that child is here that we just had baptized. And that child didn't have to do anything to earn that, but it was just a gift of being brought into God's family and now as God's beloved son. And I really want to emphasize the importance of a personal relationship with Christ. I hate to break it to you, you do not have to be an evangelical to have a personal relationship with Christ. You really don't. You can be a Catholic and have a personal relationship with Christ. You can also read the Bible. That's okay, too. But for some of us older Catholics that grew up in the pre-Vatican time, you know, that personal relationship with Christ wasn't really emphasized so much. It was more memorize the Baltimore Catechism and don't eat meat on Friday and things like that. So that personal relationship with Christ is so key. It's really the foundation of the spiritual life, to have a personal relationship with Christ, to realize that we are God's beloved, and to live out of that, to let that be the engine of our life and our ministry. So I say to all of us, I say to you, let God love you. Let God love you. And that might seem simple, but sometimes that's difficult, to really let God's love soak into you. To do that, you have to sit still and be quiet and let God's love pour into you. And sometimes it can be difficult to stay quiet. I know one person making the Ignatian retreat said that it was difficult, you know, to stay quiet and pray those meditations that we were asked to pray. It was difficult that, you know, his cell phone kept on buzzing and he had a text coming and so on. So it's important that we, you know, we take that time, that quiet time, to just soak in God's love. My most profound experience of God's love was when I made my 30-day retreat as a young Jesuit priest. And it was just wonderful. It was in Omaha, Nebraska, hot weather, humid. But I really felt like I was a deep sea diver, just swimming in the ocean of God's love. And it was just beautiful and wonderful. And I just felt his love so completely and profoundly. It has really fueled me up to this point, 30 years later. It's been part of what has been my engine, just like for Jesus, his engine was being God's beloved son. And in fact, after that 30-day retreat, it took me a number of days to kind of readjust to daily life. And this is also a season of love, with Christmas, the Epiphany, the baptism, the Holy Family. What more could God do to show that he loves us? What more could he do? Tuesday's first reading from the first letter of John proclaims, "In this way the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we may have life through him. He became one of us." Again, what more could he do to show his love for us than becoming one of us? And he died for us. And he gave us the Eucharist. How much more could Jesus profess his love for us than by coming to us as our very food and drink? He comes to us in a very physical, tangible way. And as you've probably heard me say before, one of my pet gripes is when people say Mass is boring. How can it be boring to receive our Creator and Redeemer and Savior into our hearts, into our bodies physically as our food and drink? Anybody who says that has no clue about what's going on at Mass. Because if we know what's going on, that Jesus is coming to us in a very physical, intimate way, we could never dismiss that as boring. That would be awful. And I'm just going to also mention that after communion today, and Father Ajay will remind me if I forget, I want to just, after the communion song, I want us to just take a moment of silence to give thanks, to savor and give thanks for God's presence with us, to really let God's love for us just sink into us. I guess maybe my summary, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I just want to emphasize for us the importance of having a personal relationship with Christ. That's just so important. And the importance of letting God love us as his beloved. That's really the foundation of the spiritual life. That's the core of the spiritual life. If we don't have a personal relationship with Christ, all these other things we do, service, etc., that's all kind of empty motions. So let's, today on the baptism, let's let ourselves be God's beloved daughters and sons, just as Jesus was God's beloved. Let him bring us into that reality of being God's beloved. And let's just soak that in today at this Eucharist and in this community of faith. Let's just soak in that love that God gives us. And let us try to grow in that personal relationship with Christ. That really makes us God's beloved. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.